into the work session on Senate Bill 190A. Senator, we need to have following the discussion with the co-chairs, they need clarification that, in fact, that what you intend to do relative to any hearings. In other words, give us the balance between a rate hearing and any other hearings you might be conducting.
Yes.
Go ahead and state your name for the record again, and we'll...
Yeah, my name is Katie. I'm chair of the board of Maritime Policy, senator, chair of the committee. Currently, the Ann Gross corrected says, when the Oregon Board of Maritime Policy establishes rates, and the way we interpret that to mean is only when we establish rates will we use the PUC as assistance. In all other administrative hearings, we are subject to the law to use the hearings officer panel, and we are in favor of that. So just to make it clear, our intent is only when we do rates will we use the PUC. For all other hearings, will we use the hearings officer panel in compliance with what the law actually says.
Okay. Mr. Chair, while I stepped out, I was able to talk with the Senate co-chair. And just to give some background, I suppose we're wondering what the thinking was. Since the policy decision had been made to eliminate the sunset provision of the central hearings panel, I guess it was the thinking that we don't want to sort of piecemeal start dismantling the central hearings panel. As you know, it was hotly contested when it was formed. Very few parties wanted to be part of it to begin with, and all made their plea to try and be removed or not be included in that. And so when they saw this bill come through, that was thinking of, no, we're not going to start dismantling the central hearings panel. But they, the Senate co-chair is comfortable with you not moving the dash A4s and leaving the bill as drafted from the policy committee, with the understanding that it is only being made for this highly technical exception, and they have a documented efficient process through the PUC, that they're comfortable with this piece being removed with the central hearings panel, with the understanding that the rest of it stays intact.
And I think with line 10 of the face cover of the bill, it's really clear that this would be limited to the rate proceedings.
Yes.
Further note, Mr. Chair, you don't have a formal fiscal drafted before you. Why this bill was sent down to Ways and Means to begin with, rather than moving out of the policy committee, was that the Public Utility Commission, in their information to me, indicated that if a rate proceeding was to come up, if their workload did not allow them to just accept that, they would probably shift some of their less technical work, potentially contract it out, so that they could take on the rate proceeding case and use an experienced ALJ to do that. So they may need additional limitation in the future if they have to wind up contracting out some of their less technical cases. But that can be addressed at an emergency board later.
Okay. Senator Carter.
That makes sense to me, futuristic action. But that legislators understand that's on the emergency board. When PUC comes before us, that it's not a hostile environment for them,
right,
because they're taking on work that we, since we tend to forget a lot around here, that we are placing on them. And I think that makes sense.
Okay. We have a motion moving the Senate Bill 198.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 198A to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Any further discussion on the motion? If not, is there any objection to that motion? So moved.
Carriers?
Yeah, carriers. Okay. Representing Krieger? Senator Dukes. Okay, with that, I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 198, and we will open a work session, possible reconsideration on House Bill 3231, to make sure that we have completed all of our work on that.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, House Bill 3231 is back before you for possible reconsideration. This was the bill that you discussed last week where the Department of Transportation is directed to transfer any excess revenue over the cost of issuing the identification cards at the DMV to the Elderly and Disabled Special Transportation Fund. You approved conceptual amendments to increase that fee by $3, and that passed out of subcommittee last week. For your reconsideration this morning, after that bill passed out, the agency approached several folks saying a July 1 implementation of that fee increase would be very difficult to try and implement since we're already well into June, given their notification requirements to those that have identification cards as well as the computer programming that they would need to do to get that in place. So I believe that they have approached Senator Dukes, who was willing to accept that friendly amendment. The co-chairs are in agreement that the amendments can go forward. So the decision that you now have before you this morning is the dash twos and the dash three amendments. And we don't have ledge counsel in the room, it doesn't look like. The question that came out of this was fees are established to recoup the costs of a particular program. They're not intended to generate revenue up and above the costs of doing a project. In this case, this bill was originally drafted because the fee level had been incorrectly established and excess revenues were being generated that didn't have a designated purpose. So the bill was allowing us to transfer that excess revenue. Now that we're taking action to increase a fee when we know that we're already in excess of the cost of issuance, it gets into a potential gray area as to whether this now becomes a revenue-raising measure rather than a fee bill. So Ledge Council has drafted the dash twos and the dash threes. They are essentially the same, except the dash twos include the three-fifths majority for a revenue-raising measure. The dash threes omit that and treat it very much like a simple fee bill. So that is the question before you this morning. Ledge Council has suggested that the safest thing to do if you don't ever want to raise the constitutional issues of whether it's subject to the supermajority vote, that you would pass the dash twos. If you're comfortable with proceeding forward, in their memo that's also before you this morning, Ledge Council has indicated if there's likely substantial overlap in the number of people that are getting the identification cards and receiving the services, you're probably fine moving forward with just a simple fee bill rather than subjecting it to the supermajority. But if you just want to make absolutely sure that you're covered by raising the revenue here, that you would subject it to the supermajority.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Carter.
It just appeared to me that this is an extension in terms of this $3 fee being raised and not the issue that the department, the Legislative Council Office raises in terms of whether it's we stand a challenge because we are raising fees in the three-fifths majority. I think we were already, the intent of this committee, as I heard it last week, was just to expand the amount of dollars that we're raising for transportation. So I don't think it's a fee-raising issue that we've done in that sense. But and so personally, I feel comfortable with number three, but if others who might have a little more knowledge about this than I, I'm willing to listen to that.
Well, let's have that discussion about that concept between the dash two and dash three. One part of me is a little bit of heartburn with that, remove that requirement of the supermajority. The other part of me said, I kind of agree with Senator Carter that this is within a reasonable range. I'd like some feedback from committee members. Senator Dukes?
Mr. Chair, I, too, agree with Senator Carter. In looking at the letter that Mr. Chamoff has given us, it says, in all likelihood, there is an overlap between the group of persons who have identification cards and the group of persons who benefit from programs funded by the Elderly and Disabled Special Transportation Fund, and then goes on to talk about if the overlap is large. Now, I know some of the people who get these identification cards are people who have lost their driver's license, and for other reasons, drunk driving or whatever, but I would suspect that the overlap is indeed large. We've often talked about what happens to someone who gives up their driver's license at an advanced age and suddenly has no picture ID.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think many, many of them turn to this for that simple reason. when they were kids, picture ID wasn't a big deal. Everybody knew who you were, but today it is. So I think the overlap is indeed large, and I don't think this thing's going to have trouble getting 3/5 majority on the floor of either the House or the Senate. Right. But nonetheless, I guess I'm a little nervous, considering it seems pretty clear to me that we wouldn't need it. I'm a little nervous that we not give the indication that every fee bill is one that requires a 3/5, because that's not been the practice.
Senator Morris?
Isn't there a difference, though, because we are actually raising revenue for a specific purpose,
yes,
by increasing its fee, as opposed to other fee bills, which are to take care of the cost of administrating a regulation or a service? So I would be very comfortable carrying this passing it out of here with the 3/5 majority. I don't think it's going to, I can't imagine
it's going to
pass.
It's going to pass.
Representative Smith and Representative.
Thank you, Chair George. To me, it seems like the question lies in what is the demographics of the overlap? And having an answer to that, I think, is very important. I'm actually comfortable with either. I think the 3/5 is a safer, more prudent path. I don't see this not passing either chambers, and to me, unless we have an answer on the overlap, I think it's better just to be safe rather than sorry.
Representative Hanson, then Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's a lot of my concern, too, is I don't I think we can argue either way whether it's needed. I would feel very badly if this was defeated on the floor because people were more concerned of the principle of the 3/5 majority than the substantive of why we're increasing this fee at this time. And I think I wouldn't want to see the issue get sidetracked onto a 3/5 majority debate rather than as just whether special needs transportation needs extra revenue.
Representative Krieger.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hanson carries the bill on the floor. If he does a good job of explaining it, it will pass.
Mm-hmm. On,
like fair,
on the other hand, with the margin of the fair bill, maybe we better keep it as low as possible.
And making a pitch to the Republicans.
I'm very comfortable with... Oh, I'm sorry.
We have to have the performance measures. That's what you have asked for.
I'm very comfortable with the -2 amendments and as prepared to be the motion at the appropriate time.
Is there any further discussion? Are you guys ready to go ahead and do the -2?
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Chairman, move -2 amendments to House Bill 3231 to the full committee with a duplex recommendation.
Senator Carter has moved the -2 amendments to House Bill 3231. Well, we'll have the answer to one question anyway. Is there an objection to the -2 amendments?
Comment?
Yes, comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Earlier I voted no. I'm very pleased to cast an aye vote because I think this is a truly appropriate way to bring this issue forward. Thank you.
Very good. Then without objection on the amendments, so moved.
I'm sorry.
It's been moved that House Bill 3231 as amended be
moved to the full committee with a
difference. I didn't want to make this motion, you know. You guys have embarrassed me how many times today?
Are we out of bills?
We're out of bills, too.
Well, then we can't do it again.
This is a mental effort.
You should have known the way she got that guy with this morning in court that she was ready for all the rest of us. Oh, my God. I'm glad you're on your side.
With the motion, with the full committee being present, do we have any objections then to the motion to the floor is amended? Okay. If not, we will consider that to be passed. Carries.
Representative Henderson, Dukesford. identified last week.
There's the third time.
Okay. With that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3231. It was a tap of the gavel. There's nothing further to come before the committee. We will be adjourned. Thank you.